Talk, Words of Counsel, March 26, 1903. I wish to say that all over the fields there is not among the laborers that humiliation of soul, that sanctification of the Spirit of God that there should be. Of what use is it for us to say that we have the grace of Christ, unless this grace is revealed in the daily life, in the thoughts, the words, and the actions? Before leaving Australia, and since coming to this country, I have been instructed that there is a great work to be done in America. Those who were in the work at the beginning are passing away. Few are left of the pioneers of the cause. The work must fall on the younger brethren. The world is filled with strife for the supremacy, the spirit of pulling apart, of war, of animosity and disorganization is in the very air we breathe. Our only hope is to remember that we are little children, God's little children. Behold, the nations before him are as a drop of a bucket and are counted as the small dust of the balance. Isaiah 40, verse 15. We are inclined to exalt self, but God wants no self-exaltation in his work. He wants us to labor in simplicity and humility as his little children, learning daily of him. We must bring his word into the practical life. We talk the truth, we preach the truth, but we do not live the truth. The light given me is that we are to study more than we do the instruction given to Moses by God after he had proclaimed the law from Sinai. The Ten Commandments were spoken by God himself and were then written on tables of stone, to be preserved till the judgment should take place. After the giving of the law, God gave Moses specifications regarding the law. These specifications are plain and explicit. No one need make a mistake. The directions are as plain as ABC. In the day of judgment, we shall be asked whether we have lived in harmony with these specifications. It is because we do not carry out these specifications in all our dealings, in our institutions, our families, and in our individual lives, at all times and in all places, that we do not make greater advancement. It is by the directions that God has given that we shall be judged at the last day. Have we studied these specifications? I heard them one night some weeks ago. It seemed as if they were being given to Israel, and there was the same solemnity that there was when they were given. I thought, this is given me, that I may tell our people that we must study these specifications. When the directions that God has given are followed, our institutions will be pure and clean, free from all selfishness and covetousness. The tenderness of Christ will come in. His love will fill our hearts. A sense of God's goodness will make us weep and sing and praise God. Then we shall be living channels of light, prepared to do his will. We do not make enough of Deuteronomy and Exodus. These books record the dealings of God with Israel. God took the Israelites from slavery and led them through the wilderness to the Promised Land. They had almost reached the end of their journey. Spies were sent over the Jordan to view the land and bring back a report. God had showed his people what he would be to them and what he would do for them. He had destroyed their enemies before them. Nevertheless, when the spies returned from their search, they came with hearts filled with unbelief. They enlarged upon the difficulties and dangers before the Israelites should they undertake the conquest of Canaan. They saw that the cities were walled and very great, and the people who dwelt there were strong, and it would be impossible to conquer them. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. Numbers 14, verse 1. They gave way to cruel, wicked unbelief, and cried and murmured and found fault. They accused not only Moses, but God himself, of deception in promising them a land which they are not able to possess, and they went so far as to appoint a captain to lead them back to the land of their suffering and bondage, from which they had been delivered by the strong arm of omnipotence. In their rebellion, the people exclaimed, "Would God we had died in the wilderness." Verse 2. Their prayer was granted. God declared that for 40 years Israel was to wander in the wilderness, and that there all who had left Egypt from 20 years old and upward would die. Moses also had his trial. God chose him to deliver Israel. He had been trained as a general, and he thought that it was by force that he was to deliver the people. One day, seeing an Egyptian smiting an Israelite, he killed the Egyptian. Then he fled to Arabia, and for 40 years he kept sheep. There his pride and self-sufficiency were swept away. He became patient, reverent, humble, very meek, above all men which were upon the face of the earth. Numbers 12, verse 3.
We need to learn the lesson of humility and meekness. And we need to learn to help one another all that we possibly can. When we see one whose soul is in peril, let us be very careful that we do not drive him further from Christ. Let us speak and act as God's little children, not as men who would kill. Do not cherish self-sufficiency. Walk humbly before God. Behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. Job 28, verse 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11, verse 28 to 30. It is because of the experiences through which I passed last night that I am led to say these things. It means everything to us whether we are sanctified to God, body, soul, and spirit, whether we are channels through which He can communicate His life and light. When, after Moses' time of preparation and trial was over, he was once more told to go and deliver Israel, he was self-distrustful, slow of speech, timid. "Who am I," he said, "that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt?" Exodus 3, verse 11. He pleaded as an excuse a lack of ready speech. He had been the general of the armies of Egypt, and he certainly knew how to speak, but he was afraid that he would bring self into his work. We cannot guard too carefully against self-exaltation. We are to stand where we know that God is speaking to us. Only in this position are we safe. The Lord wants us to stand where we are sanctified and purified, wholly consecrated to His service. Unless we stand in this position, we cannot offer Him acceptable service. We need to realize more fully than we do the preciousness of human souls. 3 nights before the review office burned, I was in an agony that words cannot describe. I could not sleep. I walked the room, praying to God to have mercy upon His people. Then I seemed to be in the review office with the men who have the management of the institution. I was trying to speak to them and thus to help them. One of authority arose and said, "You say, 'The temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are we. Therefore we have authority to do this thing and that thing and the other thing.' But the word of God forbids many of the things that you propose to do. At His first advent, Christ cleansed the temple. Prior to His second advent, He will again cleanse the temple. He was there cleansing the temple. Why? Because commercial work had been brought in, and God had been forgotten. With hurry here, and hurry there, and hurry somewhere else, there was no time to think of heaven. The principles of God's law were presented, and I heard the question asked, 'How much of the law have you obeyed?' Then the word was spoken, 'God will cleanse and purify His temple in His displeasure.' In the visions of the night, I saw a sword of fire hung out over Battle Creek. Brethren, God is in earnest with us. I want to tell you that if after the warnings given in these burnings, the leaders of our people go right on, just as they have done in the past
exalting themselves, God will take the bodies next. Just as surely as he lives, he will speak to them in language that they cannot fail to understand. God is watching us to see if we will humble ourselves before him as little children. I speak these words now that we may come to him in humility and contrition and find out what he requires of us. God wants us to learn what it means to be temples of the Lord. When we learn this, his saving grace will come to us, and the terrible dissension that is doing so much to weaken our efforts will no longer be seen among us. Think of these words. Pray over them. Come to the Lord as little children. Plead with him for his salvation. If we receive his salvation into our hearts, his power will be with us, and success will crown our efforts. Oh, there is so much for us to learn. I pray that this meeting shall not go on day after day without our making steady advancement. We must make advancement. God has a controversy with us. Many of us have left our first love. We have grown cold and indifferent. Let us not act in such a way that God will have to manifest the wrath that he is loath to manifest. He restrains himself. The Omnipotent One places himself under the control of omnipotence. God watches over his weak, erring, tempted children for their good. He wants them to be saved, and that is why he sends his judgments. He desires them to learn to exercise the compassion that those who are saved must exercise.
Let us cooperate with God.
The Word says, "Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God that worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure." Philippians 2, verse 12-13. Ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9. He wants to cooperate with you in cleansing the heart of all evil. He says that if we obey him, he will make us a holy nation, a royal priesthood, and will give us the victory over our enemies. Why then do we not trust God, instead of putting our trust in men? Everyone is accountable to God. No man has the right to try to control another man's judgment. Let us begin to work on correct principles. And when you go home, take your Bibles and read the law that you must meet in the judgment. Read the specifications given regarding the law. Come near to God, and he will receive you. Exercise the simple faith of a little child.